brother was an invalid. And we'd leave the gate open, the cows come in the yard, and have to go out and run by the yard right regularly. The streets was full of cows.
Downtown.
The cows stopped all the old towns, see the piles everywhere. That lasted till I was a grown man. Jessup, Georgia was the biggest city in that county, I guess, in Wayne County. And I don't have any idea that was one of the last counties, but they didn't have no stock law down there, brother.
Was this your grandmother or grandfather on your
on my mother's side.
Okay. Now they were from
my grandmother and grandfather both was from Virginia. And I done lost it now and I can't find it nowhere. I had a book that family tree book, came back till they come from Europe in the early 1700s.
Where were they from Europe from?
They were from.
Good God! I wonder where. How'd you get in possession of something like that?
One of my way off relatives. What that thing up through this, all kinds of ways. I don't know how she run that thing down. He even had wheel of wash part, the one kid or something else done that one all the way down there. It told what ship they come on, that they come over here on. It's going Mayflower. That thing got lost. One of my son's older son had it, and he and his wife separated, and he forgot about it. And she carried it. You just throwed it out, I expect.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow,
And you raised 11 children?
11 children.
Well,
the oldest one's 44 and the youngest one's 24. Oldest one's a boy and the youngest one's a boy.
Mm. My dad raised 5 and I thought we had a lot.
It was 8 in my family. There were 3 of us and 5 of my half brothers and sisters.
Well, y'all, what religion they asking?
Methodist. I was raised a Methodist.
We're Methodists.
I knew your daddy was. I'm pretty sure he was. My daddy actually started off a Baptist, and the church burned down where he was a member at, and he had done gone from there. He hadn't been to church in a long time, and he done got us started, you know. And he talked to us, had some real good neighbors that were Baptists, and he talked to them about going to Baptist church. And he told me he was Baptist, and they told me he's going to have to be baptized again. He said, I ain't going to do it. And so they had a message of Kent Drayton, Georgia. That used to be the county seat of Doolittle County. And they had a revival at Baptist church, and they told him he couldn't go in the church unless they baptized him. Message preacher heard about it, he come to see him. Said, Mr. Bobby, come on out of the Methodist church. Would you take a dad thank you about that? And so Dad joined Methodist church. So I was raised a Methodist. But we went to both churches. It was a Baptist church, had preaching 2 Sundays. Methodist church had preaching 2 Sundays. About 100 people went to school where I was raised. Right? We all walked to school. A few of them had bicycles. And a lot of them walked home to dinner. There's a big farm there and a school in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you started school in what? What did you start in?
I went to Albany in the first grade about 2 months, and then we moved to Doolittle County and didn't have no school. And then they had one, the first, second, third, and then that's all they just like to do now. But one teacher taught 3 and 4 grades. I never did go to a one-teacher school.
Mm-hmm.
But my stepmother taught a one-teacher school. That's how my daddy met her. That's where he married a school teacher. Married a music school teacher, taught music in school the first time, and then married a school teacher the next time he taught the regular school.
Yeah. She was a music teacher.
And my mother was, and she didn't rub off on me and none of my children.
Hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Well, what Methodist church y'all go to?
We go right now, we go to Morningside.